You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today is a good day. For me, today is Friday. And I have to say, thank God it's Friday. It has been a hectic week for me, very busy getting things done. And as you know, we are still in this quarantine. We are still social distancing, wearing our masks, using our hand sanitizer, and trying to stay sane through it all. But I know that everything is going to work out for the best. I trust that things are working out for me, working out for you, in our favor, for our highest good. And so we're going to stay positively focused, even when our situation that we see around us doesn't look so good, or we're just hanging on by a string. We're going to hold on. We're going to keep the faith. We're going to stay positively focused, and we're going to say out loud, things are working out for me. I trust that things are working out in my favor. I said, that's my new mantra. Things are working out for me. And so thank you again. Everyone knows that I am a daily user of CBD. I recommend CBD to my patients, my family, my friends. CBD is the medicinal part of the plant without the high. The CBD has less than 0 to 0.3% THC in it, so it doesn't get you high, and that's the legal limit, 0.3% THC. CBD is legal in all 50 states. You don't need a prescription. It is researched, and there is evidence of benefit for both physical and mental symptoms. So if you haven't tried it for anxiety, depression, insomnia, chronic stress, chronic pain, so many symptoms, physical and mental, I encourage you to try it today. Go to my website at hemphappier.com. And if you'd like more information about me, you can go to my website at healthyminds.expert. Well, I have a treat for you today. I have a good friend of mine. Her name is Miss Leslie Truelove. She has an MBA from the Fuqua, am I saying that right? Fuqua School of Business at Duke University. Her undergraduate degree from Emory University. She just completed a Kellogg Executive Educational Digital Marketing Strategies program and course. And she is a veteran of brand and consumer marketing. She is responsible for leading marketing and consumer insights functions for Cleveland Avenue LLC. Over the course of her career, Leslie has worked for large companies such as McDonald's, Coca-Cola, Coors Brewing Company. She's been responsible for managing multi-million dollar food and beverage businesses, developing new food and beverage platforms, developing national, ethnic, and local market brand plans, as well as creating award-winning brand content. Perhaps you've heard of one of the biggest initiatives in her career that made just a few headlines, the all-day breakfast lunch at McDonald's. I know you have. I know you have. And so Leslie is here with me today. She is the mom of two children. She has a 15-year-old and 11-year-old. She enjoys working out, being physically fit, and is active in her community and several organizations. But really, I asked Leslie to come on. She's an amazing woman and career woman in her own right, but I really wanted her to share her story because Leslie has been through a lot of changes in the last 7 years. And it amazes me how every time she comes out better, stronger, more beautiful, more amazing, and she continues to reinvent herself. And so she and I were talking about how we have life all planned out seemingly. We check the boxes, we do as we're supposed to do, we follow the rules, we plan, you know, we take the necessary steps to lead to that goal. And sometimes, just sometimes, life throws us a curveball. And we have to be able to get up, brush ourselves off, and keep on moving. And really, Leslie is going to speak to that because she has done it and continues to do it and amaze me. So welcome, Leslie. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. Oh my gosh, Erica, I'm going to need you to do my introductions all the time. That was with such passion and such energy. So thank you, first of all, for having me and inviting me to this. I'm always just amazed at how you keep everything moving. You got so many responsibilities, but you always do it in just a loving way and just with a smile on your face and always an encouraging word. And so I appreciate you inviting me to be on here. And, you know, when we were talking about this idea, I thought about, like, what can I talk about? You talk about mastery, and I have been successful in my career. You know, you listen to those things, and even still, I'm like, okay, I still got stuff I want to get done. But when I think about where I was when I was 18, 19, 20 and in college, I knew I wanted to get, you know, work. I wanted to get my MBA. I wanted to do X. I wanted to do Y. And so as I think back on my career and I think about where I am, I can definitely say, like I said, over the last 7 to 10 years, there's been some hiccups. And sometimes it's really hard because you have prepared and I've done so much. But I was kind of taking note, like in 2010 and 2011, at my job, I had kind of a tough job rating, and it made me like stop and ask myself, like, well, I know all this stuff, what's going on? And then in 2012 to 2014, I had been married for 17, 18 years, and suddenly was going through separation and divorce. And that just really makes you kind of stop and question everything that you thought you knew. And then in 2017, I had an opportunity, well, was presented to leave my company, leave McDonald's. And again, that was kind of like, okay, I've done all this stuff I'm supposed to do. But when I step back and think about it, these things are going differently than I planned. This was not in my plan, because my plan was going to be this. I was going to be this. I was going to be this. Married for 50 years. You know, just always getting great job ratings. And I had to like stop. And so I think what I wanted to kind of share a little bit was just what have I done to adjust? Because I have really purposely tried to reposition myself or reintroduce myself when those things happen. And it's just learned. So one of the first things that I found that I were consistent is that I stopped and I felt the emotion, whatever that emotion was, whether it was fear or being scared or angry. I didn't try to rush through it. I had a really good friend when I was going through my divorce, and she was like, you know, people are going to tell you, you need to do this and you need to, you know, move out the house, or you need to tell this, whatever, you know, whatever people are going to tell you to do. She said, you just sit with what you want to do because this is your life. And just, it doesn't matter how long it takes. Just sit with that emotion. And that was like really good advice. And I would share that with anybody. It's okay to feel some kind of way, because and that's hard. When you've already mapped out, this is what I want. When you don't get it, you should like sit with it for a minute. Mm-hmm. And then when you're sitting with it, I think you could be reflective and ask some questions. What am I supposed to be learning at this point in my life from all this? What can I learn? I went to a church service and I heard a pastor who was struggling with cancer. And he said that, he's like, you know, when things happen, like you stop and say, well, at this juncture, what can I learn? What is God trying to tell me? And then you should be open and also ask people, like ask for feedback. When I was going through that tough time at my job, and I was getting some ratings that I didn't like, I took the time to go talk to some people in my cross-functional. I said, well, you know, what's it like working with me? And I said, I really want to have, you know, the real, the good and the bad. And I was open to their answers because perception is reality, right? Perception is reality. And you might think, oh, I do this and I do that. But people, perception is reality. Doesn't mean that I'm a bad person. Doesn't mean I need to change, but you just need to be aware.
And it's true because how we perceive ourselves is not always how others perceive us.
Yes, yes. And when you're in an organization, when you're trying to lead people, when you're working with people, you have to be aware of how you're perceived.
Right.
You have to be sensitive to be able to know how to work with other people, still being your true self, but being aware of that. And so I think the slowing down, reflective, asking questions. The other thing I learned with all of this was this whole notion of stop trying to swim upstream and trying to change everything the way you want it to be.
Yes. Yes. It's just, more difficult.
It is. It's like being in a stream and you just swimming hard and trying to go upstream. And I think when you, again, it goes back to that, like, just sit still for a minute, just sit in the stream and see where God's going to lead you. Like, just, you know, almost like a little path. And it's scary.
The path of least resistance.
But it is the path of least resistance.
The path of least resistance.
Because that means when you're struggling and it's really, 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 really difficult, like life is hard. But when stuff is just like, I'm going down this way, or this stops, or this stops, sometimes you may just have to say, well, maybe this isn't, I still have that goal, but how I'm trying to get there isn't the way. And so you just gotta like, just go
trust. Yeah, you have a little bit of trust that everything is going to work out in your favor.
Yes, yes.
Kind of like trust in the universe or trust in God that the creator knows more than we do.
Yes, yes. And I'll give you an example of that. When I was leaving my company, several people were also leaving. You know, the company was going through some reorganization. And many people were kind of trying to fight that stream. They were like, oh, this is bad. They're kicking us out. I'm not ready to leave. And I just was like, you know what? This is a flow. Let me go with this flow. I'm set up. It's scary to leave a company that I've been with for a while. It's scary not to know what the job is going to be. But I had, like you said, faith. And I just went and stepped out on faith and went with the flow of where it took me. And it took me from working for this big multi-billion dollar company to now in a mid-level role to now the role I'm in now at Cleveland Avenue, where an investment and a consulting firm in the food service business, we do venture capital. And I'm in a role, I'm the chief marketing officer. I lead marketing for this organization and it's relatively new, about 5 years old. But if I had not like stopped swimming upstream, and if I had not just jumped out and said, where's it going to take me? I would have never, ever had this opportunity. And so I look back, and I was going through some papers as I try to write down goals and things. And one of my goals was in 2017, I was going to be vice president of marketing somewhere. Now, I wrote this like in 2016 or, you know, somewhere in my, I think it was my 5-year plan.
Wow.
And I was going through some papers and this was like by July 1, 2017. And by July 1, 2017, I hadn't started my job yet, but I had negotiated it and it was starting that I was that chief marketing officer. So I exceeded what I wanted to do again by just going with that flow.
And you know what, to your point, people are so afraid to let go.
Yes.
They're so afraid to let go of what they already know.
Yes. And you know more than you think you do.
You know, and you just have to step out in faith and trust that the universe has got you, that something greater than you that created all things has got you.
Yes.
And wants to lift you up to your highest purpose, where you're supposed to be. But yes. We can't see that. All we can see is at the end of our nose what we're in, what our current situation looks like.
And what our plan was.
and what our plan was, what we wanted.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's a big one, especially right now, because so many people are having to reinvent themselves.
Yes.
So many people during this quarantine have had to sit with their emotions.
Yep.
Sit with their experiences and really start talking to themselves.
Yes.
And asking themselves, hey, you know, what is it that you want?
Yes. And that part, like I was telling you earlier, I was married for 17, 18 years. And here I was, you know, almost 50 and like in the midst of separation and divorce. And it was like, what in the world? And I remember just being just like, okay, how do I deal with this? Where did this even come from? How do I deal with it? And my mom wrote me and gave me a journal. And what really got me in the journal was, and it's kind of going back to, like you said, charting your course. It changed my mindset. 'Cause she said, now you get to create the life that you want.
Yes.
And, you know, it's so easy to say, oh, my life, you know, this didn't work. And what am I going to do now? But it shifted the thinking and positioning to, and even as part of that, the day I got divorced, I didn't have a divorce party. I had a Leslie 2.0 party.
Because you had just reinvented yourself.
I was reinvented.
You had just upgraded yourself.
There you go. Upgrade. So again, this whole notion of you get to chart your new life, your new course when we're sitting in the Rona right now, and we may be out of a job, or we may be like, okay, the industry is changing. Like, just sit and maybe don't even edit it, but just again, journaling, writing, vision board or sticky notes. But what do you want to do? Create it, dream it, and then start slowly, but, you know, surely working towards that end. And it sounds really, really like, oh yeah, anybody can do, you know, that's so simple, and it's hard, but the first step is in your mind that you get to create what you want to be.
And I think, you know, it sounds easy, but the consistency is what makes it work.
Yes.
Because if you just do it once for 5 minutes or 3 minutes and then you're done and you never look back, it's not really going to be effective for you. It's the commitment to yourself,
yes,
to your growth, to, yep, your dream, to your change and changing your paradigm.
Yes.
Right? That you're going to commit to daily. And I think that's what works. It's the consistency.
Yes. And know that it's not going to be easy.
But you're worth it.
Yeah. Oh. You surely are
worth it. And I tell myself that, and I always have my patients speak to themselves, because I think we don't love ourselves enough. Like you say, yeah, we're used to checking off those boxes and following the program, following, yeah, what we've been told to be a good life and a good person and a good marriage. And sometimes, like you say, things don't go as planned.
But when it doesn't go as planned, you kind of, if you reposition it, you are where you're supposed to be.
All the time, and
if you look at it that way versus the negative, but really try to see the positive, but know that positive, it's going to take discipline, it's going to take motion, but you get to create. Because I think sometimes when we're younger, unless you are really clear about what you wanted to be when you were 22. You know, as you're 28, 30, 32, 35, it changes. But sometimes you're already in your life and you're like, okay, well, I'm in this flow. This is where I am. But when something big happens, it's almost like it's a change. I can create this. You can always go back to whatever, but suppose you want to change careers. Like, how would you change that career? You can do that. You can recreate and create the life that you wanted. So that was a really profound statement that my mom, you know, she gave me, and I have a journal I write in it, and I think about that. But that's been real, real good. And then the other thing I said is celebrate your new beginning. I talked about the divorce party. And you know, many people are like, oh, I got a divorce, and you know, and they kind of badger the ex or whatever. It wasn't about about him. It was about me. And I invited girlfriends and I just, you know, said, hey, give me some words of advice or just what you think. And it was a really uplifting, it was literally that, like, I went to court like at 10 or 11 and then, or maybe two, I can't remember the time. And then there we were later that evening having drinks, and it was a very emotional day, but it was such a great way to end the day because it was like about celebrating me, not like the end of a marriage, but at the beginning, the start of a new life. And so I think those things are really, really important. Another thing I use a lot is we've been talking about prayer and being grateful for every situation, because if we're not, it's so easy to just kind of fall and woe is me, why is this happening? But praying every day and asking God to guide you, your will be done. Jeremiah 29:11 was my go-to when I was going through divorce, and I still use it. Like he knows the plans he has for our lives, plans to give us hope for a future. And then just being grateful for what you do have, because even if you don't have what you thought you're going to have, it's okay. Cause you're here. We're still here. And so being grateful for that. So those are some of the big things. And then I think the last thing I would use is like, keep moving. Like you talked about discipline, step by step, have a goal, have a vision. I need to do more of my vision board. I don't always do that, but I think we get so busy. It's so easy to forget all the stuff that we want to accomplish. But I think it's important, and maybe even doing it at the beginning of the year or around a birthday or something, is just getting about what you want. Where do you want to be in 5 years? Where do you want to be in a year? And then just mapping that out.
You know, it's funny because when I do my daily meditation, even if it's just 8 minutes, my meditation is visualizing.
Oh, wow.
That where I want to be, that next place or that next step or my happy place, right? And so even if I'm not seeing it through the vision board, I'm here. It's here in my mind.
I like that because meditation, I sometimes have a hard time. My mind goes everywhere, but if it's going to go everywhere, might as well focus on that vision.
And that's the key. I think it's focused energy and focus on what you do want.
Yes, yes.
You know, because we know what we don't want.
Yes.
But oftentimes we don't know what we do want.
Yeah, that is so true. That happened with my job when I was leaving McDonald's. I was trying to network and talk to people, and they kept saying, well, you know, what do you want? And I kept saying, well, I don't want this and I don't want that. And some, you know, again, that following the flow, I was able to find this role. But I think we do have to stop and get clear about what we do want, because when we say we don't want it, sometimes we attract what we don't want. But if we can just get clear about what we do want, and really be clear about it, whether through meditation, through a vision board, through something, that's going to be the thing that you can focus on. And you know, law of attraction attracted to you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds like your faith is really strong. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you're disciplined. And like you said, you keep yourself moving. The exercise that you do,
you
surround yourself by people who are uplifting and encouraging, your friends, you know, and the love, of course, of your mother giving you that inspiration. I think that all of those things are important to helping you build the courage, build the strength, and reposition yourself and reinvent yourself to say, you know what, this is what I want to do, and I'm going to do it.
Yes, I totally agree with you. It's those things. It's faith. It's discipline. It's vision. It is courage. And it is also this taking time for you. Like, I think in the COVID situation, it's sometimes, even though we're all home, it is really hard to just take time and for self-care. Because we're just so busy, you know, there's no separation between the end of the day and the start of cooking and the end of the night and going to bed and up. And so it just becomes one big thing. One of the things that I've been doing since we've been on COVID my neighbor and I, we were always going to Orange Theory Fitness where we've been going to work out. And of course the gym's closed, but we just kept running. We would say, okay, we're going to go run. And we would run probably, I was doing like 3 to 4 days a week and my neighbor was doing like 4 to 5 days a week. It's hard on your knees and that type of thing. So I started doing some outdoor exercise, but just that was my mental health time, just to kind of take time for me. Cause you know, we couldn't go get our nails done. You couldn't go get your hair done.
Yeah. You had to change. You had to change the way that you loved on yourself.
Absolutely.
Because you couldn't do some of those things that you used to do.
Yeah. So exercise, self-care, and all of this. The other thing that I found that I'm doing, because I was having some knee challenges, is I'm now been going to go get like a kind of a physical therapy massage.
Okay.
But I tell you, we're kind of getting to the root of my knee. I have really tight leg muscles, and that's what's been a problem. But I've been getting a massage quite frequently, and I'm like, I need to do this all the time. Because I took it for granted, like, oh yeah, I'll get it, you know, I'll do it when I can. But man, just releasing that tension. Yes. And again, taking time. It's hard to get away for an hour to go get a massage. But when you come back, and it's hard to get away, you know, get up early in the morning to go for a run or go work out. But that's my time to kind of focus on me. Before, because we give so much to other people. So I think we've got to find time, especially us as women, working hard and being mothers, being wives, being sisters and that type of thing. You got to take time for yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think that it's key right now, because like you said, there is no structure.
Mm-hmm.
We would go to the job. We would go to the school. We would go, you know, to the place of business. Now everything is here. A lot of people are still home, still doing e-learning. And I think it's even more essential.
Absolutely.
That we commit time to invest in ourselves so that we can stay healthy physically, mentally, spiritually.
Yeah.
And then continue to have our goals set, you know, on what we want to create for our future.
Yeah.
So do you have any other last words of wisdom that you can give to my listeners about really, you know, when life goes differently than you planned, how do you, you know, make that change?
Yeah, I think, you know, summarizing it is, don't fight it. Like, just accept it. I think the quicker you accept it, it's fine. Go with the flow is my second piece, like we talked about. Recreate, take the opportunity to not think of it as bad that is different. It just is, and it's an opportunity to make it even better. Prayer and grace. And I think just realize that just because you got through it, but it's always going to be different than you plan. And that's okay, because we don't know it. We don't know everything. My sitter, who was watching the kids, and I love her, she's an older lady, but she would say, you know, oh, you know, this has happened. She said, just keep on living. Just keep on living. You think you've seen it all, but you haven't. And so, you know, you build those skills. When life goes differently, you build these coping skills and you figure it out, but you're going to apply them again, because life is going to go differently than you plan. And it'll be all right.
And you know, I always say everything is temporary.
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
This too shall pass.
Yeah, that's
whatever
right.
You think you might be going through and struggling through and emotionally hurting through.
Yes.
It's going to pass.
It's going to pass. And you'll be better on the other side. Like I think that's the closing thing I would say, is that when I think back in 2010 to where I was, and you know, marriage and just some of the challenges and frustrations, 10 years later, Erica, I'm in such an amazing place, and I'm in a different place than I thought I would be, but I'm in a better place. And I'm so excited about that. And so I'm grateful that life went differently than I planned, because it's doing more than I ever would have imagined.
On that note, we're going to wrap up. Thank you so much, Leslie. I love you. I appreciate you. You're an amazing woman.
Thank you, dear.
Blessed to know you.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.